USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A change of plans for Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York. He's now suspended his re-election campaign after being indicted on insider trading charges. USA's Wendy King reports.
The three-term congressman announced the decision on Twitter. Earlier this week, after he appeared in court to answer securities and wire fraud charges, he said that he would clear his name and remain on the ballot.
And I will remain on the ballot running for re-election this November.
Prosecutors say Collins illegally shared information about the failure of a drug being tested by a company that he had invested in.
On this anniversary of the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, a Unite the Right 2 demonstration is set for the nation's capital, expected to bring hundreds of participants and thousands of counter-protesters. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investigators still looking into how an airline employee stole a passenger plane from Seattle's SeaTac Airport on Friday and apparently flew it to his death. Authorities say 29-year-old Richard Russell was a ground service agent for Horizon Air, which is part of Alaska Airlines. Horizon Air's CEO says they're working with law enforcement so that they can
learn what we can from this tragedy so that we can ensure this does not happen again at Alaska Air Group or at any other airline.
The CDC says the number of people sickened by McDonald's salads is rising. The agency announcing there are now 436 confirmed cases of the cyclospora infection, part of an outbreak that started in May. The illnesses have been linked to salads in 10 states. Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Minnesota, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. McDonald's says it's pulled the mix from its restaurants. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A very special NASA probe is now on its way to the sun. The Parker Solar Probe blasting off atop a United Launch Alliance Delta IV Heavy rocket from Cape Canaveral early this morning. It was delayed by one day. The probe is designed to study the sun by coming 8 times closer to its surface than any other previous spacecraft. Police say an Ohio woman made up a story about the near abduction of her child that went viral on Facebook a couple of days ago. Chelsea Hendel of Marion, arrested late Friday, a day after posting a live stream to Facebook, claiming that someone tried to grab her daughter at a local Walmart. In the video, now removed, she describes the would-be abductor and said she reported the incident to Walmart and the Marion County Sheriff's Office. She said that both of them told her nothing could be done because the man's face was invisible on security camera footage. Well, neither was the rest of the man, apparently. The sheriff telling local media that Hendel never contacted law enforcement and never contacted Walmart about any kidnapping attempt. He said Hendel did admit to making the story up, and now she faces a misdemeanor charge of inducing panic. And the skies will be full of shooting stars as the annual Perseid meteor shower is back. And the weekend also brought a new moon, which means darker skies, making this year's light show brighter than ever. Peak viewing is going to be Sunday night into Monday morning. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.